sing this song to you. Should all the greatest be forgot, keep your eye on the red and the blue.
It's a good song, doesn't get sung enough, my liking. 28 past 3, it's Melbourne Great Footy song. Club Membership Day. Membership.melbournefc.com.au or call 1-300-DEMONS and watch this man lead your charges. Nathan Jones, the skipper, joins us on halftime on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Jonesy.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me. I hope I hear more of that song as well.
Have you been just putting a little bit more gusto into the maybe the renditions that might be coming our way? Are we going to get a bit of something? Maybe some routines?
Not quite. Not from my point of view. I've just been practicing our performances on the field, and hopefully that leads to us being able to sing the song. But look, we're really excited about this season and hanging out for next weekend's game.
Nathan, it's Ian Cohen here. I want to be singing that song a lot more too, so I'm just warming up the vocals so I can do it in the grandstand. You guys need to do it out in the field. We talked a little bit at the head about Roosey being quite realistic about what's going to unfold this year. What's your take from inside?
Yeah, look, I think our expectations at the moment are just focusing on the areas we've been working on. Obviously, you know, I think the game as a whole is really results driven. It's hard to draw yourself away from that. But look, we've got some real areas that we've attended to over the pre-season period, and I think we've shown glimpses of form. But we're going to really lessen that gap between our best and worst footy. And if we do that, we're really confident, you know, some of our best footy that we can play is going to be really competitive and hold us in pretty good stead.
It's a challenge any year at the AFL level, particularly when you're coming from the bottom section of the table, Nath, as you well know. 4 wins last year, and you talked about tweaking the game plan, and Roosey's talked about trying to be a bit more attacking. Has that been embraced by the team? Is that something that you actually get a bit of an appetite for, to try and be a bit more aggressive and attacking in your style of play?
Yeah, definitely. I think over the NAB challenge period, if you look at the games as a whole, I think we've improved in that area. We scored a lot more, and we still have that real defensive edge to us. So I think, as I said just before, I think the issue is, you know, the gap between our best and worst. I think we saw glimpses of our best in that NAB challenge series, but then we saw some of our poorer footy, and you know, our poorer footy teams really score against us, and that's something that we're trying to address, that real consistency. And like I said, if we do play at the higher level and to the style that Roosey's trying to encourage, we think we could be a really good team.
Now, Nath, the stats aren't pretty reading. The Demons haven't won an opening round encounter. Had a draw with the Swans in 2011, I think it was, but haven't won an opening round encounter since you were drafted in 2005. So how's it going to go against the Suns?
Oh, well, look, I think at the moment, you know, you go after a long preseason, everyone's pretty optimistic, and we've had some great duels with the Suns, and, you know, they're obviously a really talented and exciting side, pushing for the 8 last year, and we know it's going to be a really tough encounter, but, you know, we're really excited about the challenge to be playing at our home ground, round 1 of this season. It's no better way to kick it off, and hopefully we can play some of that footy that I've been talking about.
Now, Nathan, Gary Jr., they reckon he is going to play. He'll be good to go. Are you going to get one of those tagging roles that I know you love? Roosey assigned you Mark Murphy last year. Did a great job. You're going to be tracking maybe the great man?
I'm not sure, mate. We'll have to wait and see. I'll probably, depending on, you know, where he plays, he could end up playing a little bit more forward just with some of their outs. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I'm pretty sure Roosey will have a plan for him. You know, he's one of obviously the best player in the competition. A really key part to the Sun. So, look, they've got some other really key players as well, but we'll be just looking to counter that as best we can and play the best footy we can.
Melbourne captain Nathan Jones has joined us on halftime. Ian Cohen with us as well. And Jonesy, talk about Paul Roos there. He came last year with a new crew and tried to rejuvenate and give you a bit of a baseline to build from with the Ds. How different is the environment now and the atmosphere around the club now that you know his system, the way he wants to play, his demeanour and his personality, I suppose, as well, with his coaching staff 12 months on? How different is it?
I think when he first arrived, you know, the players were almost in awe of having him as our coach. I think this year, you know, we're much more comfortable, as you said, spending a year under his coaching and being educated in terms of the way he wants us to play. I think, you know, credit to him and the coaching staff, they've handed a lot more responsibility to the players, you know, take ownership of the direction of the footy club and the culture we're trying to build. and really buying into the standards and the game style that he wants us to play. So, you know, being able to implement that, knowing the group more intimately over the pre-season period, allowed us to get a lot more work in and be really specific to individual players. And, you know, I probably haven't ever been better prepared in my time at the club, and that's probably what really excites me.
And what about, Nath, what about the imports, the new boys? Who's really surprised you? Maybe someone you knew you'd played against for a while. Obviously, Foster's a bit younger. Jeffy Garlett's been around for a while. Heriot-e Lumumba as well. He's straight into the leadership group. I mean, talk us through some of the new faces.
I think the mature guys are always going to make a real impact. You know, they obviously had experience. They know what it's about. A lot of them have really good habits, and I think the most impressive for me has been Heretia. He's arrived at the club. We didn't have any preconceived ideas with all the innuendo that went around about him. He's been terrific and set such a great example for us, and, you know, credit to him, within 3 months to be voted in by the players into our leadership group. It just shows the impact that he's had on the group. I think, you know, losing James Frawley in the off-season but then the addition of Frosty has been terrific. He's one of the better athletes I've ever seen for a big man, and he really excites me. He could play sort of forward or back or potentially as a second ruck. And then, you know, Benny Newton from Port Adelaide is another one who's been who's added real depth to our midfield, and obviously the knowledge and experience of him being involved in the system at Port Adelaide, sort of something that we're trying to emulate at Melbourne, has been priceless as well. But, you know, I think the club's done really well over the last couple of years in getting those more experienced guys in, as well as being able to top up our talent with younger players through the draft.
I like Benny Newton. I think he's going to be a good player for the Dees. Looking forward to seeing him play this year, as I am Jimmy Tupas. I saw him a couple of years ago, Nathan. I thought, gee whiz, I like the cut of this boy's jib. He's sort of staggered a little bit through his AFL journey so far. Is he ready to launch now? Is this the time for Jimmy?
I think so. And, you know, I think the issue for Jimmy, which a lot of young players do face, is the consistency. And, coming into the AFL system, there's a lot to grab hold of. And for him, it's bridging that gap between his best and worst footy. And I think he's really worked hard over the pre-season. He's been one of our most consistent performers, and he's set himself up to have a really strong season. You know, he's got some great attributes, and I think for how they're trying to play, particularly offensively this year, it really will suit him. Getting out into space and how we'll move the ball, he should be able to get rewarded, but he's also up for the fight in terms of the defence, which is something Roosie really values, and I'm really excited about him as well. You know, I think a lot of pressure goes on to first-round draft picks, in particular those really high picks these days, almost too much pressure, but he's developing along nicely, and I expect him to be a key part of the team during this season.
Now, it is Melbourne Membership Day, so we need as many people to get on board the Demons as we can. So make sure you do that. Hear Jonesy on the radio and then get involved. But how does it work? You've had all the captains in the one room today as part of that AFL Captain's Day. Just explain, how does it work when you're all heading to the table for a little drink of water or something in between? What's the pecking order? Is there a bit of elbow sort of work between the captains, or does Hodgie just sort of say, listen, I'll be taking first dibs? How does that work?
The first year boys, which I sort of experienced last year, sort of take a bit of a backward seat. And probably the guys that are less experienced like myself also take a backward seat. It's now the bigger names, the higher profile players, as you'd expect. You know, Rewalt, Hodgie,
Pav,
those kind of guys, Joe Watson, Joel Selwood, you know, they really step up to the plate.
So they decide where they're sitting and where everyone else is sitting and what's going on?
In terms of just the discussion with the AFL, they really represent the playing group really well, and it's great to be involved and, you know, and be a part of it.
And before I let you go, we appreciate your time, Nath. I know there's plenty on the agenda this time of year for captains, particularly of AFL clubs. We were talking to our listeners before, asking them who they barracked for last night in the semi-final of the Cricket World Cup, New Zealand or South Africa. Mm. Who were you supporting?
I was going for New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Good response. It's the right response.
I think a New Zealand-Australia final at the G would be hard to beat, I reckon.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Australia obviously got to get through India tomorrow, but we'll see how it happens, mate. Good luck for the season. We hope it's a much more successful one for the Dees this year, and you have a lot to look forward to and a lot of chances to sing that famous song.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.